All right, guys, let's get your hands in there while the plaster's still wet. Ready, go. Okay, good. Squish them in there nice and good. That's good. Okay, guys, how does that feel?
Icky.
All right, good. Then it worked. Here we go. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to let these handprints dry, and we're going to cut them into a nice heart shape, and then we're going to watch Mommy's face light up when we give them to her on Mother's Day.
This is going to be the best Mother's Day present ever.
Hey, plaster paws. No offense, but I really don't think Becky wants your handprints.
These are for my mom.
All right, boys, your hands are all deicified. Now, you guys excited about Mother's Day?
Yeah!
You even know what Mother's Day is?
No! Yeah.
Okay, guys, Mother's Day is a day where we show Mommy how much we love her, okay? Now, we're going to get up real early. We're going to make her a great breakfast. We're going to give her our special presents, and we're going to sing her a song. You guys want to sing her a song?
Yes!
Do we even know a song?
No!
I figured. All right, guys, come on. We got a lot of work to do. Let's go. Come on. Oh, Joey, can you get that?
Yeah, no problem. Problem! Problem!
Oh, boy.
The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV.
Governor? Milk monitor? All right.
Jill, you can't really believe that hunk of plastic can tell the future.
Oh, yes, I can. This morning I asked it if I was going to wear a pink flower dress, and what am I wearing?
Michelle, you decided to wear that dress. I'm sorry, honey, but the magic cue ball had nothing to do with it.
But I don't even like this dress. I was hoping for a no.
And after the movie, Jamie's taking me to the drive-thru at the Burger Shack. Well, he's not driving. His mother's driving. But we have the whole back seat, so it's almost like we have complete privacy.
Well, that's great, Steph. It's kind of like your own little love nest, 18 inches from the back of his mom's neck.
Yeah.
Boy, DJ, this is weird. Usually it's you going on a date, and Steph staying home.
Well, Michelle, I'm here by choice. You know, ever since I broke up with Steve, I just haven't felt ready to date. Deej, you're not gonna believe this. Steve has a date with Ada Cooling. Now I'm ready to date. Jamie's cousin is in from college next week.
Really? What does he look like?
Well, I've only seen a picture, but he's cute.
Cute is good.
Then again, everybody's cute sitting on Santa's lap. Oh, that's Jamie. His mom lets him honk. So, you want to go out with his cousin?
Sure. You can give him my phone number, but don't make me sound too desperate.
That was my main selling point.
Bye, honey.
See you later.
Bye, have fun.
Well, Deej, I have a date myself and just need a few things to finish off this outfit.
Lighter fluid and a Zippo?
Wait up!
You know, it's nice to see DJ back in the swing of things.
Yes, it is. It would also be nice to see you back in the swing of things, too. Saturday night, you have any plans?
Oh, yeah, I got big plans. I'm gonna take a nap. Get myself good and groggy for bedtime.
Danny, I think this is a good time to bring up the name Leona Stickle.
Leona Stickle? From the station? Becky, she's a kid.
She's 25, and she can't take her eyes off you.
She's a camera person. It's her job.
I don't see the other camera people looking at you like that.
You mean Gus, Phil, and Tony?
Danny, it's time you blew the dust off the old bottle of Brut and made yourself a love connection.
Okay, I'll give Leona a call. I got nothing to lose but 23 hours of sleep.
Welcome back.
Okay, boys, pay close attention here because I'm about to teach you this very wonderful Mother's Day song, okay?
Okie dokie.
Okay, very good. Now, I'm going to sing my part and Joey's going to sing your part. Right, Joseph?
Okie dokie.
Okay, all right, here we go. Okay, you guys ready? Here we go. What day is today? And this will be your part.
Today is Mother's Day.
What day is today? Your part again.
Today is Mother's Day.
Thank you, Joseph.
You're welcome, Jesse.
Guys, this Sunday's going to be the greatest Mother's Day ever. And you know why? Because you guys are finally old enough to do something really special for Mommy. All right, now this is how the schedule goes. We're going to wake up in the morning. We're going to make her a special breakfast, okay? We're going to give her our new gifts. And then we're going to sing her this great song. And trust me, guys, she's going to melt into a big puddle of Mommy. All right, now, come on, let's try this song. Here we go. What day is today?
I don't know.
Well, it's Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
No, guys, today isn't Mother's Day per se. It's Sunday, okay? Now, come on, guys, this is for Mommy, so let's get it perfect, okay? Here we go, take two. What day is today?
Can't do it.
Why not?
Mommy's not here.
Yes, guys, I realize that Mommy's not here, but please, kids, let's concentrate. Now, we got to make this thing perfect for Mommy. This is very important. Let's try it from the top. You ready?
No.
Hey, get back. Come on, guys, we have to learn the song from Mommy.
Oh, Magic Cue Ball, will DJ's date tonight be cute?
Michelle, cute isn't everything. It's more about his sense of humor, his personality.
Okay. Oh, Magic Cue Ball, will DJ's date tonight have a good personality?
You better hope he's cute.
Well, what do you think? Do I look ready for my big date or what? I even high buff the shoes.
Oh, Dad, you look great. And cool socks. Where'd you get them?
Oh, thanks. These socks, I got them, Oh, my God. Vicky gave me these socks. What if Leona asked me where I got them? I can't talk about one woman's socks on a date with another woman.
Trust me, Dad, if you're talking about your socks, date's already dead in the water.
No, you know what? I think I'm going to go for that hip, sockless European look. Of course, at the end of the night, I'm going to have to burn these shoes.
Don't worry, Dad. I asked Magic Cue Ball if you guys were going to have a fun time tonight, and it said it's absolutely certain.
Thanks, sweetie, but I think the only thing that's absolutely certain is I should have shaved my ankles. Hi.
Hi.
I'm Roger. You DJ?
I certainly hope so.
Oh.
I mean, yes. Come on in.
Okay.
Roger, this is everybody.
Hi.
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 Wow. You've really grown since Christmas 78.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm DJ's dad.
How you doing?
Good. I couldn't help but notice you've got a fine mustache there.
Oh, thanks.
You ought to see it in natural light. Just out of a parental curiosity, how old are you?
I'm 20.
20? Big 2-0. No longer a teen, but dating one.
Dad, you're embarrassing me.
I'm embarrassing you. Did you see his mustache? I can't even grow a mustache like that.
Dad, I'm 17. He's 20. There's only 3 years difference.
Only 3 years? That's an entire lifetime for a goldfish.
I'll be fine. Roger, we better get going.
Right. Well, good night, Miss Tanner. Good. Sorry. It's I started off with a full beard. Well, then I trimmed it down to a goatee, but yeah, that really didn't work out so well, so I lost the beard and grew the mustache back, which is the look you're enjoying today.
Yeah, it really brings out your nostrils.
Oh, look at this. Mr. and Mrs. Bush, they recommend the Michael Dukakis burger. That's my daughter, DJ.
Hey!
What are you guys doing here? What happened to that fancy French restaurant you were going to?
Well, we were going to go there, but we decided it was, you know, too 90s. Mm. Oh, DJ, Roger, this is Leona.
Hi.
How do you do?
Great mustache.
Well, thank you. It started off as a full beard.
Really?
You know, it's a long story. It was nice chatting with you.
Hey, why don't you join us?
No, we'd really...
Oh, love to.
We'd really love to.
DJ?
Arthur?
I thought I recognized the back of your head.
Arthur sits behind me in biology.
Well, I'll see you around. Or from behind. Whatever.
So, where were we?
Leona... Your eyes. What would you call them? Green?
Well, I call the left one green. I call the right one tiger.
Say, Leona, what do you say we take a little walk over to the lobster tank?
Oh, I would love that. Raj.
Those two. They're not coming back, are they?
Excuse me, Arthur? Where's your lobster tank?
We don't have one.
No, Dad, they're not coming back.
Wasn't there a foursome here?
Actually, it started off as a twosome, then became a foursome, but went back to a twosome, a different twosome, a depressed twosome.
Just think, if I hadn't asked, I wouldn't have known.
Man, this dating thing is tougher than I thought. I'm getting tougher all the time.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi, Steve.
So, isn't this a great place to bring a date? Or a parent? Right, well, anyway, this is Ada Cooling. Ada, this is Mr. Tanner, and this is DJ.
DJ? What a coincidence, Steve. You used to date a DJ.
Yeah.
Oh, Steve, there's Pac-Man. I have his autograph at home.
Oh, that's wonderful, Ada. Well, why don't we go see if he remembers you? See you later, Deej. That was fixed up.
What a night.
Yeah, I've had better. Like everyone before this.
Hey, DJ.
Hey, Arthur.
My shift is over, and I'm going to Samantha's party. If you're going, I can give you a lift.
Oh, no, I think I'm just gonna hang out here with my friend, Dad.
No, you know what? Don't worry about me. I assume you have a license, insurance, and you've passed an approved driver's ed course?
Yeah.
You know what? Then go. Go have fun. You're young. Get out of here before life passes you by. You wind up sitting alone in a trendy restaurant with hairy ankles and socks in your pocket.
Are you sure you don't mind?
I'll be fine. Have fun.
Thanks, Dad. You're the best.
I am, aren't I? Bye. Bye. Loneliness. Thy name is Danny.
Have you seen the busboy?
Yeah, I just left with my daughter.
Once you feel the grease on this table, you can fry an egg on it.
Really? Can I help you?
Oh, please.
Great. Excuse me. My mom used to have a little cleaning rhyme. She said, when you've cleaned your place, you can see your face. There I am. Enjoy.
Oh, thank you. That's very sweet. You don't see that combination of chivalry and compulsiveness anymore.
At least I got that going for me.
Sit. Sit.
Yes, ma'am.
Are we feeling a little sorry for ourselves?
Yes, we are. My little daughter's magic cue ball said that tonight was going to be a fun night. I mean, I know it's just a silly little toy, but I was kind of hoping it would be right.
Well, you never know what's around the corner. Hi, sweetie.
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
Sorry I'm late.
This is... I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Mom, that's Danny Tanner. He's the star of Wake Up San Francisco.
Oh.
I know this is going to sound silly, but I've had a crush on you for the longest time.
Hello, darling.
Oh. Jess.
Yes?
Let's not do anything the boys won't let us finish. The
boys are downstairs with Joey, and I'm just getting started.
Mama, Mama!
Mama, Mama! Mama!
Now I'm finished.
Happy Mother's Day!
Oh,
guys. Mother's Day's not till tomorrow. What are you doing?
I love Mama tonight.
Oh.
Love you.
What are you doing? I thought you were going to occupy the kids downstairs. We had a plan.
Well, the boys had a better one, biting my ankles until I gave in.
Oh, honey, it's okay. Look, they brought us a snack.
This is Mama.
Yeah, Beck, the boys whipped a little donut, candy, guacamole buffet together. Of course, I added the Doritos for fiber content.
Beck, we had this whole great morning planned out. We were going to make you this breakfast with this heart-shaped omelet with a partially arrow going through it. Guys, listen, take Joey downstairs, occupy him. We're going to do this whole thing right tomorrow morning.
Happy Mother's Day!
Happy Mother's Day!
Oh, thank you. Let me see what Jess. These little handprints are adorable.
Guys, not the presents. We were supposed to wrap them up nice. We had this special Mother's Day wrapping. When am I going to use that again this year?
Can you sing the song?
Aw, Jess, they're going to sing me a song.
No, they're not. I draw the line at the song. Guys, we have to save something for tomorrow.
Sing it now.
Joey!
I happen to like the song.
Oh, come on, Jess, let's hear the song.
Mm-hmm. All right. Everyone sit down. What day is today, although it's actually tomorrow?
Today is Mother's Day.
What day is today? You Rugrats couldn't wait another 12 hours?
Today is Mother's Day.
There. Okay, is everyone happy? Mother's Day is ruined. Oh, Beck, I just wanted the whole day to be perfect, and now,
Honey, it is perfect. I mean, who cares if the presents aren't wrapped or if I'm eating a Dorito breakfast at 8 o'clock at night? I mean, the point of Mother's Day is to show your mom how much you love her. And right now, I feel pretty loved. And I love that you guys did this all by yourselves. Come here, yeah. Give me a hug. Yeah. Oh, I love you. Oh, I love you.
You know, Beck, I helped out quite a bit. I mean, when those kids came to me, they didn't even know that song.
Fine.
Hey, boys, come here. I gotta tell you something. I'm sorry I pushed you guys. I was just trying to make it perfect. Oh, thank you, my baby, Thank you. Now, you guys had the right idea. After all, she is your mommy, right?
technology. Let's face it, we have the greatest kids in the world. All three of them. Come over here, you big kids.
To meet my sisters.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi.
Hello.
But don't get too attached. They might not be living much longer.
So, I guess I'll see you in biology on Monday.
Great. And I think I'll be turning around a lot more. Bye.
Good night, Arthur.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't Roger taller, broader, and not named Arthur? That's a long story. Where's Dad?
He's not home yet.
He's not? I left him hours ago. He could be walking the streets miserable and alone.
Hello, my darling daughter. Oh.
Boy, I've never seen him so depressed. Dad, what happened? Are you okay?
This has been an amazing night. I was just sitting there all depressed and alone in the restaurant, saying to myself over and over again, I will not cry, I will not cry. And all of a sudden, this really sweet older lady asked me to help her get some grease off of her table. Of course, I came to the rescue. And next thing I know, I'm rollerblading through Golden Gate Park with her beautiful daughter.
Wow. Yeah, I had a really great time tonight, too. I guess we're back in circulation. Groovy, man.
Hey, it's solid. I am never wearing socks again.
Now, Deej, wait. How did Roger turn into Arthur? I'm so out of the loop.
See, the magic cue ball said you guys were gonna have a fun night.
Michelle, DJ and I didn't have a fun night just because the magic cue ball said we would. We had a good time because we decided to stop feeling sorry for ourselves and, you know, just go out and take fate into our own hands. Does that make any sense?
If you say so.
Good night, sweetie.
Good night, Daddy.
Get in bed. I'll be right up. All right, it's just you and me. Okay, if I take Bernadette out rollerblading on our second date, am I gonna stay on my feet this time?
I saw that, Daddy.
Sweetheart, I'm just buffing up the old magic cue ball.
Yeah, right.